What up, soap suds? Welcome back to the fifth episode of the Bibble Babble. I'm your co-host, Shell Bubbles.
And I'm the other part of this dumpster fire, Mr. Manimator. Yay!
Welcome to episode 5. That is almost 10.
That is five halfway from 10. That is halfway to 10, but that's not close to 10.
Five's not a whole lot more to go.
I already got one foot in the grave, man. I'm already dead.
Good. Anyway.
What are we talking about today? Do you have any topics? Did you bring us any topics?
Well, today I would love to talk about some childhood memories that maybe you and I have both shared. And give this lovely audience of ours a bit of nostalgia this week.
Nostalgia. Okay, actually, I have a perfect thing for that.
Okay.
So, I was an Xbox gamer as a kid.
Stop.
PS. Oh, yeah, more like BS. Anyway, so... So, I was an Xbox gamer boy when I grew up. Like, I grew up with the Halos and all that.
He was a gamer boy, a Susie later boy.
So, I grew up playing all the Xbox games. My first console was the original Xbox. My dad bought it, like, the year it came out, so it was a really big deal. Well, my wife, the wonderful Mrs. Manimator, I love with all my heart.
She's a gamer.
I had pilfered my father's closet, and I had found the original Xbox and all the games and the controllers and everything. And so I pilfered it, and I stole it, and then I kicked him in the shins, and I, ran away laughing. And then I plugged it in at home, and it just doesn't turn on. So I assume that a power supply is just busted in it or something to that effect. So I was really sad. I was, like, more sad than I thought I would be about it, because it's just, like, these are old games, you know, like, gaming at 480p, you know, like, it wasn't, it, yeah. So I had all my childhood games sitting in front of me, but I had no way of playing them. Well, my wife yesterday was just like, how much is an Xbox, like, a new one for us? And I was like, I can't imagine, it's like, it's probably $200. Something like that.
Bless you.
Thank you. And so... She looks up on OfferUp and finds a couple of people. They're selling for like $50, which is insane. Like working ones. So she got me an Xbox, and so I got to play with my wife and a friend of ours. I got to play Halo multiplayer on our 4K TV at 480p, and it was very, very fun. They sucked. We played Team Slayer. I was on my own team, and they had their own team, and I still stomped them. Because I'm better than them. And it brought back a bunch of memories. Like, I was grabbing all my games and my controllers, and I was like, guys, this is a story about this. This is a story about this. And it was very, very wholesome, and my wife had a smile on her face because she had made me happy, and I was smiling because my wife was happy that I was happy, it was a good time. It was a good time. So I got to relive a part of my childhood, and now I get to play Halo 2 as God intended.
Yeah.
On the original Xbox. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Dude, the fact that there was RCA inputs on my TV, I don't, like the red, white, and yellow.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that I had those on my 4K TV, I was very surprised.
The plug and play games live on, even to this day.
They will live on, dude. Okay, can I talk real quick about why the TVs need to get thinner and thinner? Why?
No, I want to talk about my childhood with video games now.
Oh, okay.
You had your turn.
Let me guess, you had a Dreamcast because you were a loser.
No, I had a PlayStation that my aunt handed down to me. She had a bunch of like racing games and stuff, but I remember my favorite game on the PlayStation was a Pac-Man game. I don't really
Pac-Man
remember
game?
The name of it.
Do you think it was Was it Pac-Man World?
I think it might have been.
Wait, no. It wouldn't have been PlayStation. It would have been PlayStation 2.
It might have been a PlayStation 2.
Because that's... Yeah.
It was a... Hold on, I gotta look it up now. Pac-Man games.
I have Pac-Man World 2 and 3 for the Xbox, like, on my shelf over here.
It was, yeah, it was one of the Pac-Man World games.
Then it had to be, you had to have a PS2, you didn't have a PlayStation.
See, someone, I told people Pac-Man World and they were like, no, that was PlayStation 1. I'm like, No,
because the Xbox came out around when PlayStation 2 was coming out.
Yeah, okay, the game I was playing when I was little was Pac-Man World 2.
Yeah, dude, I have that.
That game is so much fun. I remember loved that game a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember playing it when I was a kid and hating it because I couldn't do the platforming very goodly.
the rev up
move I absolutely hated. Like, the one where he revs up too. And then he runs the thing. I'm just like, oh, this is so hard to control. I can't.
I also had, like, Crash Bandicoot.
Bash Crandicoot?
Brash Rando.
Bash Dandicoot?
Ow! I didn't mean to punch my mic. I was trying to scratch my arm. I straight up sucker punched my fucking mic just now.
Dude, Crash Bandicoot is a lot of fun. I tried playing the new the Insane Trilogy, and I did not like it.
Twin Sanity.
No, Twin Sanity was the one that they had for the Xbox. That's the one I first played.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one where you can use Neocortex as a hammer.
Arr.
Yeah, he grabs a crystal and you whack people over the head with him because he's got a big misshapen head.
I've got a big misshapen head.
Yeah. I related to Neocortex, though, because my head's misshapen. I shaved my head, dude.
What the fuck?
We were talking about heads. I shaved my head.
Why did you do that?
Because I'm not going to make that joke, but you can see where I'm going with it. I am not that, though.
Are you molding? Is that what's going on?
What is molding?
Molding is when you're so angry at something that, like, it... I equivalent it to, like, you're so angry that your hair falls out.
Molding.
But also, it means, like, you're so angry that you let the anger control everything you do in that moment.
Molding, I'm not going to lie. I genuinely thought at first that molding might be like you're slowly turning into Darth Maul from Phantom Menace.
Fuck you.
And I'm not even kidding. I really wish I was like, ha-ha, that's a funny joke. No.
Your brain was literally
was like, well, I hope I don't grow horns. And also green and black, or red and black face
green?
Paint.
Green? Darth Maul is not green. You think about Green Goblin
we
over
live
there?
In a society, Jedi.
Like, hello, Spider-Man! I'm a Green Goblin!
Too late, Spider-Man! Weed is legalized! The only thing going up in blazes is you, Gobby! Just start shooting him. The only one getting smoked here. That's what it was. It's so stupid.
Bro, I was also a Wii gamer when I was a kid.
You were a Wii gamer?
I was a Wii gamer. I had a little Wii. Not a Wii, but a Wii.
A Wii!
A Wii! And my favorite game was, like, the game that came with it, which was, like, Super Mario Brothers for the Wii.
That was a big game for me and my friends when we were younger. I hated it. Because my friends were always like, they had already beaten the game like 5 times, so they'd just leave me behind.
Bro, I got it when I was a
bubble.
I got the Wii when I was a smaller kid, so I didn't really understand how to control like bigger games like Mario
yet. I tried eating the nunchucks. They were good.
No. I started playing it when I was like 6, and
I thought it was Mario spaghetti.
I couldn't get past the desert level, which is like the second world.
I mean,
because I was like 6 years old.
If you're 6 years
old,
I don't think I would hold that against you if you were 6 years old.
Yeah.
Now, if you were 7, I would have told you to get on land and fight me, but. can I talk about something that happened to me on stream the other day or no? Oh, wait, we didn't actually plug anything at the beginning. Should we do that now or no?
Check me out on Twitter, Instagram, literally anywhere at ShellBubbles. And check out the esports organization I'm with at Team VLNC on Twitter. Now you go.
Okay. This is a lot of pressure. My name is Mr. Manimator, but you can call me Manny. And I stream on Twitch at 3 p.m. Central, Saturday and Friday. Don't know why I said those backwards, but I'm doing well. Also follow YouTube, TikTok, you know, Twitter. I don't have a Twitter, but if you find me on there, I'll be impressed. Oh, and check out the anchor.fm to support this podcast at anchor.fm/ what is it? What is it? Anchor.fm/
what? Huh? Sorry, I was
anchor.fm/ what? To a find you. Babble? Yeah. Do it. Support. Put a dollar.
Put a dollar in my mouth.
That's my line. Don't take my line. What else am I supposed to say?
Put a dollar in my ass?
I don't know. Some people would be into that.
Put a dollar in my wallet. Put a dollar.
Put a dollar. Wire a dollar into my bank account. Yes. But don't put it out. No. That's my
thing. Hand deliver a dollar to my bank account.
Use a carrier pigeon to carry one shekel.
Use a snow owl from Harry Potter to deliver me my money.
What's rightfully mine?
What's rightfully? Oh, speaking of Wii, before I were talking about Wii sports games, that shit. Oh my god, the only way that I would get a workout because my parents secluded me and I couldn't go out of the house very often.
Imagine being locked in a room with Wii sports, a CRT, and also maybe some food. No nunchuck, though. No Wii remote.
No nunchuck?
No nunchuck. Okay.
The nunchuck was a good part.
Dude, Mario Galaxy's a good game.
You're gonna hate my parents for this. Like, my parents got me Super Mario Galaxy 2, and I played that before playing the first one.
What?
Yeah, I hated it.
Okay, I'm leaving now.
Well, I didn't hate Super Mario Galaxy 2. I just hated that I got the sequel before the first game.
I'm leaving.
Okay. Well, this is my podcast fully now. So, that's pretty cool. I don't know what voice is going on in the back of my head right now, but I'm just going to ignore it because it's a common occurrence. So,
See, I should have used this bit. I should have used this to actually go get water because I'm really thirsty.
Yeah. Go get some water. I'll talk about more Wii games.
Okay.
Okay. One of my favorite Wii games that I got while growing up as a gamer child was... I'm a huge fan of Kirby, even to this day. Any Kirby games I loved. I wouldn't say, like, this game is, like, a game. It's more like a bunch of games in one. And it was that Kirby's 20th anniversary... like, Wii game that had all of the Kirby games on it. That shit was crazy. And I played...
Was it bussin'?
It was bussin', bro. Ugh, you know what I'm talking about?
I hate that I use that word. I hate it so much.
Of course you hate everything that Zoomers do, you fucking boomer.
God. I'm okay with being a boomer. If what Zoomers come up with is, oh, this crap bussin', dude. I don't want to be
this shit bussin'. Yummy.
Zoomer humor sucks. It's so bad.
You're a Zoomer, so you count.
I get sent so many stupid memes on my stream. Like, I start every stream with memes. I get sent so much stuff that's just not funny. Like, there's no punchline. There's nothing. There's nothing there. Now, that rat exploding, the one that you sent me, that was funny.
Would you like to help me cool down? Huh? Bonk. Would you like to help me cool down? Bonk.
It's not even a bonk. It's the fact that it
He's watching it again.
He drops a whole cinder block
on her. No, that's a whole ass, like, ice block, dude. It's like if you took the ice block from Minecraft and just kind of, like...
Where is it? I have to find gravity it. I didn't even look at it. I just remembered it. I'm going to watch it right now. You're going to get... No! Don't upload stuff! What is it? Where is it? Braggle! Where is it?
Everyone take a quick break to get some water and some snacks while Manny watches a meme on a podcast.
I'm about to press play. I'm going to press play. All right, ready?
He's pressing play right now. I'm cutting his I don't know if you're laughing, just broke your mic, but I can't hear you anymore.
I'm sorry. I was coughing.
Oh, there you go.
As I am known to do.
I thought the laugh broke your mic, and all I heard was...
I'm gonna listen to it again. Would you like to help me cool down? The man drops an entire... This is the equivalent of that meme that's just like, turn himself into a pickle. Funniest thing I've ever seen. He drops a brick on a rat. Funniest thing I've ever seen.
See, this is also an example of Zoomer humor being stupid.
Oh my gosh. Sir, he turns himself into a pickle. Funniest crap I've ever seen.
Shut the fuck up. Get that Rick and Morty shit out of here.
Was it you who sent me... Oh, what was it? Yeah, Master Chief, you mind telling me what you're doing in the nurse's office?
I threw up.
It's the I threw up. I threw up. Master Chief.
I love kids speak. Like the I don't float up.
The fact that also Master Chief is a small boy sitting on the stupid nurse's table or whatever it is.
I threw up. Master Chief is cute.
Tiny Master Chief is adorable. I would adopt.
He's adorable. He's an adorable little guy.
Just picture yourself with me, but like with a baby Master Chief, full armor, but like in one of those carrying things where he's like strapped to my chest like a backpack, but it's the front.
Yeah. And all you hear from him is, wah.
He says it like in his normal full grown man voice, just,
yeah, like,
wah.
Wah.
I'm hungry. I want nappies.
Have you seen that meme where it's like the guy, a guy pretending to be Keanu Reeves, and he's like, "Mommy, I missed the bus."
that's also a
and
really...
he's like 2 feet tall.
That's also a really stupid meme. That just the mom, wake up, I missed the bus. That was always a sucky thing though when you were a kid.
I went to private school growing up, so I didn't have to take the bus.
There's one S that makes that, what you just said, a funny joke. There's one S that separates you from humor.
Hmm.
I went to private school. I got him! I got him!
Yeah, my horrible childhood is an excuse for a good joke.
Where do you think all good comedians come from, kid?
Private school, you think?
Actually, usually. Like, that's not even a joke.
Yeah.
My dad...
That's fair.
My dad used to smoke out the back of a... My dad went to a Christian school before he dropped out fully. And he used to smoke with, like, the pastor's daughter out in the back.
Ooh.
Goodness gracious. My dad was a...
Your dad's a bad
boy.
Can
I tell some dad stories?
Some dad stories. Give me your dad stories. I love dads.
So... My dad was a rambunctious young man. He thought it would be funny. There was apparently a guy on his street that he didn't like. Like some old man, you know, like, get off my lawn! You know, which would eventually he would become. And so he was like, you know how I'll pay this guy back? I'll take an M80 and a dead fish.
Uh-oh.
I will stick said M80 into said fish and then put that in his mailbox.
Okay.
And my dad blew up a fish in a man's mailbox with an M80. Because he didn't like him. Dude, the 70s and 80s were wild.
I love that story.
He saw
dude.
No jail time. My grandfather did even worse stuff. I'm going to tell this real quick because this is one of my favorite stories to tell about my grandfather. So, back in the day, like, beaches, like, were still, you know, the hip-happening spot, man. And... They had urinals obviously, in, like, the public restrooms or whatever, you know. Yeah. Pretty normal stuff. But it was because, you know, it was the 60s.
It was a normal bathroom.
Huh?
It was a normal bathroom.
It was a normal bathroom. The thing is, back then they used metal urinals.
Oh, instead of porcelain. Right.
And
yeah.
So what my grandfather did was, since it was a beach, there was always like water at the bottom of the floor, you know, because that's gross. So there was water, there was a thin layer of water on the floor, and people would often just walk in and like step through the water because, you know, they gotta piss. They gotta release the, they gotta drain they the gotta lizard pee. Tank. So what he did was hook a car battery up to the urinal.
Okay.
And what this did was when a man urinates, he would complete a circuit.
Oh no. I don't like the imagery of that.
And so just imagine a man trying to just do his business, and the moment that urine hits the freaking
as soon as it hits the bowl.
It's the bowl of the urinal. You don't even know what a urinal looks like because you're a girl.
I have had to use a urinal before, you fucking
excuse
loser.
Excuse me?
I was at a Christmas recital.
Excuse
I was
me?
I was the star of a Christmas recital when I was a kid.
Hold on. You cannot
after
answer.
That, I was going to the girls' bathroom. The girls' bathroom was completely full of, like, other people that needed to go. The boys' bathroom was empty, so me and my mom just kind of went in there, and I did my business in a urinal, so fuck you.
I have no words for what I just learned. And I will never be the same. Good day. Oh my gosh. That's weird, dude.
Yeah.
You ever taken a dump in a urinal? No.
No, I had to pee.
I know. I'm just imagining that one kid who thought it would be a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh no, it won't flush. Waffle stomp it, bro.
Oh god, I hate that that's an adjective. Or no, that's not an adjective. That's a verb. Why is that a verb? Waffle stomp. I hate it. Why? That applies to so few situations. It shouldn't be a word. It shouldn't be like a common thing to know.
It is though, because so many guys do it.
What?
When I was in high school,
there's
shut
no
your fucking
way
mouth and listen
in
to me.
God,
shut your whore mouth and listen
above.
To me.
That
Shut
it is a common thing
idiot.
For boys.
You're
I've never once waffle stomped anything.
I will fucking murder you.
I've never
Listen
waffle stomped
me.
A single thing Yo, in my life.
I don't give a fuck what you did. Listen to me, Homestead.
No!
I went to high school with grown ass 18 year old boys, and they would shit in a fucking urinal. Just to piss a teacher off or something. I don't know. At least we didn't have to live in a society where people will steal urinals for a devious lick. I was done with school by the time that happened, bro.
The idea of somebody doing that as vengeance.
Imagine.
You know what? I'll get back at this teacher for giving me an F on the final.
I'm going to
take a dump in a urinal and waffle.
I'm gonna get back at this teacher, bro, and I'm gonna shit in the water fountain right beside his bed. Fucking teacher's door.
Why would
and make it everyone's problem?
What would possess a person to do that?
I don't know. Boys be crazy nowadays,
dude. God, I hate society.
The worst thing that girls will do is go to the bathroom in groups.
Nah, dude. The worst thing girls do is they'll like shank you if you even come close to the women's bathroom. I don't know why.
What?
That's what they try to do to me.
I'm sorry.
I actually got turned around because I was really tired one day, and so I like almost entered a girl's bathroom. Like I opened the door a little bit, and they pulled out knives and guns and pointed at me and said, this is a girls only zone. So I said, okay. And then I looked and I saw there was a cardboard sign that said no boys allowed, but the S for boys was a Z. Yeah, it was really...
You're telling a fake story right now.
Huh?
You're telling a fake story right yeah, now.
You think? It's funny, though. I like it.
No, literally, yeah. Deadass. I know people who will do that shit.
Oh, excuse me?
Because, literally, okay, I'll tell you a story that happened to me in school. When I was in my junior year of high school, it was, like, the day before, or a week before Christmas break, or something like that. And we were heading home. It was a holiday that was coming in the next week. We were going home, and a couple of people in front of me started screaming. And I saw guy stab a calligraphy pen in the back of a neck of another kid. And It was another guy, okay. And he bolted. And I came back the next day, and there was, like, a news story that was, like, kid stabs, like, kid with autism with a calligraphy pen.
What? I was setting myself up for a joke. I'm not gonna say it now.
Yeah, no, it was just an awful situation. But there are people who do that just to be vindictive.
Jeez.
I don't know why.
But the pooping in a... I don't know about that.
I mean, at least you're not stabbing somebody.
He's going to his buddy. He's like, man, that teacher really pissed me off. Yeah, you want a calligraphy pen? No, I'm just going to take a dump in the urinal. And
man, that janitor told me to spit my gum out. I'm about to shit in the urinal real quick.
That'll teach.
That'll teach him. Everyone shit in the urinal for that janitor. Mr. Jerry.
You know what's a weird kind of person that I don't think grew up to be a productive member of society?
Fuck, I said Mr. Jerry. I don't mean my friend Jerry.
Do you know the kind of person that I don't think became a productive member of society?
The guy who waffle stomps shits through the fucking urinal?
The kid who would take his pants all the way off at the urinal.
Down to his ankles.
That was a thing. It happened to me from time to time. I know. Not to me, but like
You did it to yourself?
Oh no! Whoopsie doodle! I accidentally pulled my pants all the way down. No! I'd be sitting there at the urinal, and I'd be like going to the bathroom, and I'd walk over to like wash my hands, and look back and see a guy's full naked
butt cheeks,
and just go like, I wasn't meant to see that. Ever.
What about the Chad that like takes his pants off and still has his shoes on, like fully takes the pants off and he's just wearing his shoes and socks still?
Wait. That's weird. That's what I do every day. I come home and I take off all my clothes except my shoes and socks. You know what that says about a person? If you ever like, if you're running or like if you're outside and you see a man naked, but he's wearing socks and shoes, it means that there's something very wrong. Not just because he's naked, but because he took the time to put on socks and shoes.
He's doing something diabolical. He's doing something nefarious. He's pulling some Drake stuff right now.
What are these niche memes? Like, I saw a meme that was just like Drake, the kind of individual to like. Drake is the kind of whippersnapper. Like, what?
Drake's the kind of fella that looks down before he falls.
What does that even...
You know, okay, you know, like, Wile E. Coyote? Like,
okay.
The slapstick humor where he'd look down before he'd start falling. That's
Drake, the kind of specific individual to let a frickin' anvil fall on his head. God. What a not funny meme. That's not funny!
Drake the kind of fella whose eyes pop out of his head when he sees a pretty girl. Boing, oing, oing, oing.
Oh my gosh.
I love those memes so much.
They're so dumb. I hate this timeline. Gonna jump to another one where the Pringles guys had a monocle.
No, the Mandela effect, bro. That shit messes with you.
Wouldn't the Mandela effect... Okay, here's the one thing that I can use to disprove the Mandela effect, okay?
Okay.
All right. We've always known it to be Mandela effect, correct?
Is it called something else?
No.
Oh.
Exactly.
Wait.
What? The Mandela effect does not exist because Mandela is the Mandela effect is always how we've referred to that phenomenon. Case dismissed.
What?
I'll say it again.
I don't even understand. No, shut the fuck up.
The Mandela effect does not exist because we have always called it that. If somebody was to say the woman Della effect.
Bro, you're going to give me metaphysical awareness disorder and it's going to fucking kill me.
All of a sudden you can move through space without moving your body.
All of a sudden I understand. All of a sudden I understand my place in reality and I'm just like, fuck, what?
All of a sudden you know the difference between the left and right Twix.
No! I always choose left Twix because it's my dominant hand.
You're a left Twix idiot? I can't believe
this. Because I pick Twix to dominant hand, and my dominant hand is my left hand.
Imagine being a second-rate citizen because of your hand. Idiot.
Imagine not being as creative as me because left-handed people are more creative.
Ooh, just because I don't draw. Don't mean I ain't
creative.
No,
you create content. I'm more creative
than
you.
Boy, I'm creative as hell. You know what I just came up with
in my head? I'm more creative than you. You know what?
You know what I just came up with my head? You know what I just came up with?
What?
Squid cup.
You know what?
Yeah, I'm you don't even know what that
stomp.
Is because you're
listen,
not
listen to me. I'm going to waffle stomp you down the drain, homie.
That is a very scary thought. Like a Play-Doh Fun Factory, but just way rated R.
I'm going to squish you inside of that like Play-Doh like dentist kit. I'm going to push you inside
the
that guy's
dentist
mouth.
Kit. Let's, okay, I have to know. Why do they make Play-Doh look so damn tasty?
It tastes like salt.
No.
I ate it when I was a kid. I'm not afraid of admitting that. I ate it when I was a kid, and it tasted really, really salty.
Just the fact that I'm like, why do they make it look so good? You're like, they do make it look so good. It's salty. Like, why is every Play-Doh freaking everything? Why is it like, you gotta make the burgers? Like, stop making
make
food
a hot
out of
dog.
It.
Make spaghetti. Mmm.
I just don't get it, dude. I just don't get it.
It tastes as if you licked a salt lick.
It's made like it's salty so that you don't eat it, you absolute nematode.
Fuck you. I was in kindergarten. Are you gonna blame a kindergarten kid for eating Play-Doh?
No, but I was
their
the kid
brains
to,
aren't
I was
developed
the kid,
yet.
I was the kid to take all of the different Play-Dohs and, like, smush them together.
Oh, and mix the colors? Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, because I didn't believe in segregation even then. So I was pretty ahead of my time.
Wow. What a hero. Fucking idiot.
I have a dream that all the Play-Doh colors will be mashed together and then
It'll be one giant,
be just
like,
this one absolutely
muddy mass of
this one muddy
like,
mass
awful.
That's gross and not really usable for anything. Yeah,
it becomes this weird like green brown color.
I never understood why that nobody's ever made a joke like I have a dream that the toilet tried to fight me. I won.
Why are you John F. Kennedy?
I don't know. John F. Kennedy's a fun guy to make fun of.
Oh yeah. I'm not racist. I promise you that much.
Why is he Scottish? Why is your John F. Kennedy Scottish? I promise you that much.
I didn't say it like that.
You did. You're gonna listen.
You're making up
you're gonna
shit
listen
now.
Back. You're gonna listen back to this and be like, dang, man, he was right.
Oh, wanna party planner.
I like your words, funny magic man.
No, it's I like your funny words, magic man.
Whatever. I have Listexia, okay?
Joan of Arc deserves better.
Yeah, why? What even was that show, dude? I don't even...
Good.
I mean, I thought it was funny. The fact that
it got canceled because the people in India didn't like how we portrayed Gandhi.
Really?
Yeah.
Gandhi's kind of like the best character.
I know. Then they were like, you're making fun of Gandhi. Take it down or else you're gonna fucking...
Stop, don't make fun of our guy that starves himself, stop.
No, you know how they, I think they, this is probably a joke, but I heard that the reason why they stopped making the... because the people in India threatened to starve themselves until they took Gandhi off of the show.
Wouldn't that just be the perfect irony? And then Cartoon Network, or what was it, MTV? MTV just doesn't. They just do it. They're just like, okay. They just don't do anything about it.
Like, okay. I want to look this up because I don't want to be the person that starts that and is just like, wow, that's a racist joke. And oh my god, it's true. Okay. While it was believed that the show ended due to low ratings, it really wasn't the case. What truly caused the cancellation of Clone High was its depiction of Gandhi. Viewers in India were so deeply offended by the depiction that they held a hunger strike at MTV India's office.
They're just like, well, feels like this is kind of a... We have to.
Yeah. Because people are gonna fucking die.
I can't imagine. I just can't imagine starving myself over something that petty, though. That's a little dumb. That's a little dumb.
I mean, I think he has, like, good, like, a good hold on, like, values that people hold still in India, so I don't blame them, but also, like, why? If you're a person who has lived in India or is of Indian descent and are offended by Gandhi, give us your reasons why.
You're offended by Gandhi, like Gandhi in general offends you.
No, I mean Gandhi from Clone High. If he offends you, let us know why. I'd love to hear your responses. I am a very open-minded person, and I'd love to see why people may or may not like Gandhi in Clone High. I thought he was epic.
He was funny.
He was very funny. I love how they made him like an ADHD-ridden person.
Which is the exact opposite of who he was, like, as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. God, you're getting out of control! The scene where he starts dancing in a leotard.
I don't know that one. The fact, though, that the reason I watched Clone High, I started watching it a little bit, was that one, whatever his name was, the ADD guy, who's just like, they're making fun of my friend Gandhi because he's got ADD. They're treating him like a leper.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, that's discrimination. Hey, you want to go shave a dog?
Hey, anybody eat coffee? I could really use a coffee right now.
And the fact that he's just like, oh yeah, it's one of my books. He's like, you ever read it? He's like, no, I don't ever read. Reading's hard. That's the thing with ADD. Lick the book. 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 Just like, and then he ends it by just freaking, I'm flap flap flapping my albatross wings. Flap, flap, flapping my albatross wings. And then he jumps out a window. I don't understand. And I'm like, that's what people see me like? Oh my gosh, I don't want to shave a dog. Or maybe I do, I don't know. I might want to shave a dog, but don't put me in a box, man.
I think in that... No, that's not the same episode. There's an episode where Abraham Lincoln and Gandhi kiss.
Oh, isn't that the open kissing booth one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Open mouth kissing, which made me look that up, what that even means. Open mouth kissing. What is that? I can't.
Open. I thought it was just like making out.
I'm looking it up. I hope I don't get anything gross on this.
Like mostly looking up, like it's probably more just like.
Oh, it's just, it's French anything. Kissing.
Yeah, it's. What do you think it was? People were like, oh,
I don't. I couldn't imagine it because I just imagined people like bass or something, like with their mouths open. Just mashing into each other. I don't know.
I imagine the puffer fish meme where he's like, bleh. He's like eating a carrot.
The gross sound. God.
That fish is dead, and that makes me so sad.
You depressed yourself.
That fish is dead. Oh, I did it to myself. What are you, Eeyore? Like, what the...
Eeyore was my favorite character from Winnie the Pooh.
Dude, I watched Christopher Robin and actually very much enjoyed it.
Was it a good movie? I wanted to see it.
It was a very good movie, actually. Like, I genuinely, I say that it is good. It had all the characters, and it had Eeyore, and Eeyore was, like, found, like, just floating down a river, and he's just like, well, this is the end. Something just like, well, hold on, Eeyore. He's like, no, I'm destined to die this way. It's what I deserve. It's great. I love Eeyore. It's funny because he's depressed. and I sympathize with that.
Okay.
Dude, I found out about this thing called Free Geek. Do you know what this is?
Free Geek?
Free Geek. Freak!
What's that?
Free Geek. Free, I just spelled free Geck in Google.
Free Geck.
Free my boy Geck. Free Geck. It's a technology-related nonprofit organization based in Portland, Oregon, launched on April 20th or 22nd, 2000. It is pretty much just a, like, you take the stuff that you don't want anymore, like technology, and you give it to them, and then they give it to people who either need it for school or they sell it at like a small profit to keep the lights on. But they're helping to bridge the digital divide. So like if people need technology to get jobs or whatever, that's what they're doing. So they help people with those laptops. That's pretty neat. But what's neater is for people like me who are cheapskates, they have Free Geek Plus, where you pay for electronics at a small or at a very high discount. And I bought my wife's Christmas present with it, which is actually going to be fine. I'm very happy.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah. You can buy a Bluetooth calculator keypad called the iCalc. Would you like an iCalculator?
No, I want food.
Me too, actually.
I'm hungry. Well, we'll end the podcast while we're hungry.
I will go eat some bigot bird, as people call it.
I'll eat what?
You'll eat what?
No, what did you say?
Somebody I heard, I don't know if it was somebody I know or something like that, but like, I think I saw a meme where it was just like, some people call Chick-fil-A bigot bird.
Oh yeah, because they don't like gay people.
They'll still serve you if you're gay. They don't make you show ID at the...
They don't put that you're gay on your ID.
I know, I'm just imagining just like, sir, I can't sell you this chicken if you're gay.
Hello, sir, I'm a certified homosexual. I'd like to eat from this establishment.
Get out of here!
Hey, fuck you. They just turn into fucking...
He just turns into that trope of like a mob boss. Well, just an old lady with a broom, like scaring off cats. They just turn into that trope.
Oh, no.
Get out of here. Get out of here. You're eating all my fish. My chicken fish. Chicken fish. Ugh.
You're scaring away my clientele. And it's just a bunch of like old white women with like blonde bob cuts.
A blonde bob cut. Is that the Karen haircut? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I just know it as the Karen haircut. Okay, well, I guess
goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Oh, God. A lo-fi outro. Oh, God, I'm actually coughing. I'm not okay.
To try to do a funny bit for the like, theme park.
I thought I was.
Oh. That wasn't funny.
That wasn't, you're right.
It was just loud.
We're Zoomers, that's how that works.